Well, well, well. This is Mark Sieverkrop, and welcome to episode number 9 of Real World Networking. And typically at this point, I would share with you some product that would help you to be a better networker, but I'm not going to do that yet because this entire post, this entire podcast episode is going to be centered around the number one networking book of 2014, and you won't even find it in the networking section. So yes, this is a product review. This is me sharing what I really believe is probably the best networking book of 2014. And the funny thing is, the author will argue with me that it is not a networking book. So what is the number one networking book of 2014? And why will you not find it in the networking section? I'm sure you're asking that. Mark, why would you not find it there if it's the top book? If you really think it's that good, how come I can't go to Amazon.com, type in networking, and find this book? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's actually a podcasting book. Now, hold on. Hold on. I know that there's probably some of you that don't have a podcast, have no desire to have a podcast, and you're tempted to turn this off right now because you don't know why you would listen about a book about podcasting, but hang with me, please. And in the effort of full disclosure, the author of this book is a good friend of mine. I'm not trying to hide that, but also I am not telling you this because he's my good friend. I'm telling you this because it's absolutely true. My friend, Jared Easley, who, by the way, is the co-founder of Podcast Movement, wrote a book that came out the same weekend as Podcast Movement. And it's called Podcasting Good to Great, How to Grow Your Audience Through Collaboration. And when I read this book, I sent Jared a text. And I told him, I said, I don't care what you say, Jared. This isn't a podcasting book. This is a networking book. And I wholeheartedly believe that. Now, I was saying that to make a point because yes, it is a podcasting book. And yes, Jared does talk about growing your podcast audience. But if you will read this book, I promise you, you will find tons of stuff you can use to become a better networker, to grow your network, to add value to people's lives, because that's exactly what is in this book from start to finish. That is how Jared grew his audience. And that's how he teaches others to grow their audience through collaboration. It's really just networking. It's about building and strengthening and deepening relationships. And that is true for whatever audience you're trying to grow, whether it's a podcast audience, whether it's a blog audience, whether it's an audience of your local chamber. Adding value is the way you will grow those audiences. So I want to share with you some of the reasons why I think it's the best networking book of 2014. I'm going to give you 4 reasons, and there's so many more than this. There's 12 chapters in this book. It's packed full of ways to build relationships, but let me give you 4. Number 1, be the noticer. You'll find this in chapter 1 of Jared's book, and this is something that Jared is so, so good at. I have been the recipient of this. Jared's idea of be the noticer is he says, so many people are trying to get noticed. Go out and notice other people. Notice what other people are doing. Encourage them. Support them. Share their content. Share what they're doing. Help them to accomplish their goals. Be the noticer. Notice other people. And when you do that, people will reciprocate. They will return the favor. That is an amazing, that's what I call adding value when you and I are talking about networking. Be the noticer. Number 2. Name dropping. Jared uses this term and he puts it in quotes, name dropping. And he and I were talking the other day and he said, you know, I want you to know I don't name drop just to name drop. And I said, I know, Jared. That's why it's so powerful. You and I have talked about name dropping before. And we don't do it just to do it. But we do it to add value. We do it to encourage people. We do it to help them be noticed. And that's part of networking. That's part of adding value to people. Everybody wants to be noticed. Everybody wants to be seen for what they do. They have something they want to share with the world. You can add value to people by dropping their name, by helping other people find them because you mentioned them. You do this when you recommend a dentist in your town. You do this when you share a blog post from somebody that you really appreciated. You do this when you tell your friends about another friend of yours who's really great at XYZ. That's name dropping. Done the right way, it works very well. And in the link in the post for this, I will have a link to my article about name dropping and how to do it correctly. But Jared talks about it as well in his book. Number three, be generous. Jared talks about this in chapter four. He references Stephen Covey, and he references the scarcity mentality and the abundance mentality. Be generous. This is one of the biggest fundamentals of networking. You have to be generous. You have to give more than you receive. Because if you will give more than you receive, people will give back. And you don't do it because they'll give back. You do it because you feel like it's the right thing to do. You will never, ever, ever lose out by being generous. You will always gain more than you give. Always. Every single solitary time. I can promise you that. And I know if you asked Jared, he would tell you the same thing. And the fourth, this is one that I'm going to use so much, and I'm really planning, and I'm working on it right now using this idea. Host meetups. That's in chapter 10. And in chapter 11, he talks about having events. Rather than going to a networking event that's already set up and you just hope to find somebody that you might want to meet, why don't you host your own? Why don't you set up an event? And it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Why don't you just find a place where maybe it's even your house. Maybe you just invite people to your house. But host an event where you can invite people from different areas of your life and maybe invite them to invite people as well to where you can meet other people, where you can network with people that you didn't know, where you can introduce one part of your network to another part of your network, where you can bring people together, where you can say, so-and-so is the absolute best at this that I know, and I think you should know him, and then do the opposite. And I think so-and-so, I think you should know this person as well. Because they could help you in your business, or they could help you with what you were telling me you struggle with your kids, or they run this restaurant in town, and I know you were mentioning wanting to find a really good restaurant that you could go to or take your wife to. Host events. It allows you to curate that event. It allows you to curate the people that come. It allows you to curate the audience that's there. It allows you to curate what's talked about, and you can make it what you want it to be in order to grow your network, the type of people you want to be around, the type of people you want to meet, the type of relationships you want to strengthen and deepen. Host your own events, host your own meetups. Jared's talking about this as far as going to conferences or creating your own events, but it works so well networking. I've seen people do it. And like I said, this is one of the things that I am planning on implementing in the next several weeks. So those are four things that you can do to increase your networking. And it's from the number one, like I said, the number one networking book of 2014, which, like I said, is a podcasting book. But it's a networking book. I'm sorry, Jared. It is a networking book. It is about building relationships. It's about strengthening relationships. It's about adding value to other people. And that is the essence of networking. And if you will do these four things, be the noticer. Name drop the right way. Be generous and host events, host meetups of your own. You will grow your network, whatever, and you will grow an audience if that's what you want to do, whether it's a podcast audience or a blog audience or a video, a YouTube audience, whatever it is, you can grow those audiences. So in conclusion, I want to make it really simple for you. Go get Jared's book and read it. Learn how to grow your network by reading this book. And I've made it really simple for you. Sievercrop.com/Jared's book. JAREDS-book. Go there and you'll be able to get his book. And I promise you, you will learn so much from this book. And then let Jared know how much it's helped you. And if you want to leave a comment about this post, go to sievercrop.com/top networking book 2014. Dashes in between all of those. Top-networking-book-2014. And until next time, go out and grow your audience by adding value and being and noticing other people. Have a great day.